And this is the work session for the Gustavus City Council. As usual, we will review the agenda for our upcoming meeting next Monday. And we had two items on our agenda tonight. The July 8th, 2024 draft general meeting agenda and possible update on city cybersecurity audit. We don't have a report yet on that, so we will go directly to the draft general meeting agenda. And so we'll start with the, we have three meeting sets of meeting minutes. The first was July 3rd, 2024 special meeting. June 3rd, then we had June 10th, 2024 general meeting minutes. And then on June 21st, again, we had a special meeting minute. Okay, with regard to the June 3rd special meeting, that was to award the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department building painting project. Does anyone want to comment or make any corrections to the minutes? Proposing no discussion. Okay.
Thing I've noticed, so this is really cursory and very just not really about the minutes or the content of what we had happen on there, but I'm wondering, and specifically I'll direct this to our clerk Liesl. Do you have a template for these meeting minutes that you're able to edit? Because one thing that I noticed probably 2 years ago was how we had like .c or CMS before the websites, like actual Gustavus AK, like they're hosting it on a subdomain. Anyway, a couple years ago, I asked our website guys to change that. So you can just do gustavusak.gov. It doesn't need to have the CMS behind it anymore. It'll still work if it does, but yeah, not necessary.
So that part, I believe, is stuff that I could reach out to MuniCode help support and they could fix it on their side. If not, I can always do it when I download it to Word.
Cool. Yeah. Like I said, it works either way.
Okay. Are there any comments on the June 10th general meeting minutes? Okay, I see no hands raised. And then the third one was the special meeting.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
On the June 10th, on the original draft that was sent out of these, the summary on the motion to approve the minutes from the May meeting, I had left out the entire set of action items. It has been corrected. So now what's on the website is accurate. But if you were looking at an old posting or for anybody who might be listening in, I have fixed that. So it'll be good for the general meeting.
Okay, thank you for catching
that. My apologies.
And then we have the special meeting, which was the quasi-judicial matter regarding waiving the right to protest the transfer of the Selectide restaurant eating place liquor license. It was a 7-minute meeting. And if there are any comments on that. Okay, so then also next week we'll have four committee and staff reports. Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department, City Clerk, City Treasurer, and City Administrator reports. And that will bring us down to new business. There are going to be two items of new business. The item number 9, I think we do not yet have the document tonight to go forward with it. Maybe we could have... we should probably have a little discussion about what that is. Do we want to start with item number 8, awarding the RFQ FY25-01 DRC drainage ditch relocation? Okay. And, Mike, did you want
to? To save my voice, Mike knows all that.
I was trying to log on, but I guess I don't really have to. This isn't my project, but the project manager is traveling. That's John Berry. And okay, thanks. The RFQ bid opens on July 3rd. We have this bid covers the ditch portion, as I understand, the drainage ditch relocation. It does not cover the monitoring wells. And so they're going to have to go out on a separate RFQ or some such. And right now we don't have a specification of what goes into that RFQ and won't until John gets back on the 9th. But we've appropriated plenty of money to cover the ditch relocation and the monitoring wells. And we expect to get at least one bid on July 3rd. And perhaps more if there are more interested contractors. But when John gets back, we will, he will be prioritizing a specification and plans as necessary for the monitoring wells. I don't know how many wells are necessary or where they're going to be located or their depth or the size or any of that stuff, but I checked with him today and he said that he is prepared to do that as soon as he gets back. He's got the stuff on a computer that's here at his house. So he's been up in the Brooks Range and I think he's on his way here from Fairbanks now. So as soon as he gets back, he'll develop a plan for the monitoring wells with an estimate and we'll decide based on how much work there is to do, what form of solicitation we need to put out to get a contractor to do that. And it may be, we would like to do that, get that tied down as soon as possible because it's, there's a possibility that it might be best to do the monitoring wells before the ditch is relocated. Just in case the relocation of the ditch makes makes it hard for the drilling rig to get to the location where the monitoring wells are to be drilled. So that may or may not be an issue, but until we know where they go and how many there are, we won't know. But this will close on the 3rd. I would hope that we would be prepared to approve the bid and award the project next Monday. And in the meantime, or shortly thereafter, we will be developing a plan for the monitoring wells, or John will. And we may need to do a special meeting or something if it turns out that it is a project large enough that requires council approval. So we just kind of look at and decide what needs to be done and then what's the best way to get it contracted. And but there is a possibility of needing a separate meeting if it's above the point that or the cost level that requires a council approval.
Okay. And I guess I would just point out that the bid was a cover sheet was originally submitted for the bid opening for submittal date July 2nd, but it's been extended a day and notice has gone out to all the contractors. And so the bid opening is the 3rd. I guess I'm curious about the when you said we don't know how many wells or location of them, how will that determination be made?
Well, what I'm saying is I don't know how many there are. And so I think the project manager needs to determine exactly what is required. We don't have.
There's six current wells.
What?
There's six current wells.
Right, but not all of them are. I think there are two that are have gone dry or something like that. So at least if I understand right, it was something like that, and we need to replace those two.
Mm-hmm.
Or drill them deeper or something like that. So, but as I say, this isn't a project I've been working, so I don't know the details on that. And the project manager is going to have to figure that out. He can do it very quickly.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, and Ian can, and John can mm-hmm. talk to Zach Giannotti
okay.
and look at the permit and look at the permit requirements. Because it could be that they don't need all six. They might, because of the relocation, they might need fewer. Mm-hmm. So we don't know that until they look at all the permitting requirements.
Okay. Any questions? Are we ready to move on? All right. And the next item is the approve advancing economic mobility rapid grant. And is that something else you want to talk about, Mike? Am I catching you by surprise?
I was, yeah, you catch me by surprise on that. Let me.
But I brought my.
See if I can.
It's okay. I guess
I tried to pull up the packet and I wasn't getting the right.
Mm-hmm. This is our application in the my letter.
Jason Custer encouraged us to put this grant in, which would match. It's a grant that would match AP&T's $500 if you put in like heat pumps that they offer a match for. And it would be so that the city could offer a similar match with these grant funds up to a certain amount. And the city would also get that additional match for the buildings that it would be putting the heat pumps in. To be approved by the council if it's more than 15,000. So this was an 11th hour thing. It can be ratified by the council, but we could also wait to find out if we get it first for it to even be an issue for the council to ratify. But he did all the work on it and we added a couple of things and it went that day. So it was...
We had one day.
We had one day. Mm-hmm. So... Anyway, there you go.
It would also apply to the city's heat pump projects. Mm-hmm. So we do some more heat pumps like we have an approved project for. That would be, the city would qualify to collect on that as well.
Okay.
So, and it should be useful for encouraging more people to install heat pumps, particularly if they're worried about the cost of them or the high cost of electricity or something like that. It makes them more attractive.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, Kathy, I saw a letter come in, an email come in. A woman, and I can't remember who it was asking for our electrical use for the past year. Let's see who that was. Yeah, that was that like smart Sally.
Ben's aware of that. And he'll...
I do know why.
I do.
Go ahead.
Right. Sally Schlichting was here for that, for the energy conference that we had, and we met her, and she came and she asked to have a tour of a look at our heat pump here in City Hall because she was interested in the, the Mr. Cool units. And we had, when we were, making arrangements to get this one and installing it, we had some communications with Alaska Heat Smart. They were interested in helping us evaluate the economics of it and the performance. And so we, when she was here, we followed up on that idea. And if we give them some information on what our fuel bills have been for City Hall and our electric bills before and after the heat pump installation, then they have software and so forth they can use to evaluate the, you know, the economics of it.
Yeah, and I guess since we're linked in with the fire department, we would need to have, it would be the total energy usage for both.
Right. I explained to her that we're on the same meter, and that's the reason that we have intended to put a sub-meter on the circuit for the heat pump system here, but our electrician hasn't got around to it yet.
Okay. All right. Looks like there's the SS4A grant update. is on the agenda. And Jim Mack, I don't know if you have anything you want to report on that.
Not really, but Kathy, I guess there was something that we were hadn't done correctly. And I think Kathy was contacted and did something. So maybe Kathy could update you.
Yeah, so we sporadically get, we need this, and this isn't signed, and this T isn't crossed, and this form isn't the right form. We need to use this form. And so there were like four different things that I had to either redo or get signed or take balance budget from one form to another form that apparently didn't make sense to them, but it made sense to us. So I did whatever they said, and I resubmitted everything after taking a long time to get back into the system so that I could submit it. It's every federal department has a different application system. So it's submitted, and they told me they have what they need for now.
And if I can add, we did this with a consultant looking over our shoulder and saying, okay, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is good. And this is where we ended up. But finally, it's done. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Did you want to talk about so I think we've come to the end of the agenda.
So I just wanted to let the council know that I sent a letter to the mayor informing them that I'm resigning from the council. And so it's my hope that it would have the time and the process in order to allow a potential candidate to file for a one-year term by the August 17th deadline. I'm just giving the notice that I've decided to resign my position on the council effective July 9th. And so I'll be at the next meeting, but not after that.
Okay, and I was just looking at the ordinance. Because of the short period of time in August, I understand that the council appoints another individual during the gap, but since we don't really have a gap here, does it make sense, Madam Clerk, just to go ahead and post the vacancy with the other vacancies?
Can I get back to you on Monday with that information? I believe the council will need to formally accept her resignation at the next meeting, so I will add that into the agenda.
Thank you.
I guess I'll say, dang, Janine, I'm sorry to see you go. Thanks for everything you've done on the council. So will we, I guess this is maybe a question for Liesl after she's had some more time to look into this, but it sounds like we'll have a gap at least from July 9th through the next round of elections.
October,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So a few months to have someone appointed. Interesting. Hadn't considered what that would be like.
Yeah, so it looks here, it says if a vacancy occurs on the city council, the remaining members within 90 days of the vacancy, subject to AS 29.20.180, appoint a qualified candidate. I'm sure if we count down the days, we're going to probably be coming very close to that election between July and October. It looks probably a little bit longer than that. So maybe we want to start thinking about a possible candidate, and especially a candidate who might want to run for that seat. For that last year, maybe kind of like Brian did, I believe, weren't you brought on?
That is how I took my first year. And I mean, really interesting opportunity for someone who's curious about what it's like to be on council to get, you know, a 3 month or 2 month sneak peek before they actually have to run for a full year. So I think that, I mean, I would have taken that opportunity as I was thinking about running for council. So could be, you know, just have to think of or see who's interested in helping out.
So, well, I guess.
Madam Mayor.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh,
well, I would just say we've had, of course, resignations in the past from time to time. And the process, as I recall, has been that the city puts a notice out to the public and accepts applications for people interested in the seat. And then presumably we had an application period. And then if we get an applicant, and we didn't always, there were times we went with, you know, short for months at a time of a full council, but then the council then selects or elects a candidate, one of the candidates from the applicants.
So theoretically, we could put out the word starting in July to be filled in the at the August general meeting.
As early as that, yeah. If I suppose you could have if you put it out on July 9 or 10 or something, and and give them 10 days to apply, and then you could have it on the agenda for August if you get an interested candidate.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Sounds like
I'm sorry to see Janine leaving us too. I appreciated very much her her term on the council.
Well, is there any additional business tonight? Does anyone have anything else they want to bring up? I don't see a councilman. Yep.
I could kind of, I mean, I don't have anything really super relevant at this point, but I've let folks know that I guess we've heard a number of times over the years that we've got some frustrations about our website. Now we've been talking about this online payment thing. I spent a couple hours yesterday looking closer into the offerings that Civic Plus has, and it doesn't necessarily look like the website and all of the municipal meeting management, like agenda and creation and minutes creation software, have to be coupled together. So I'm not totally certain if that's the case. I've actually reached out to them to see. And I've also reached out to them to see if we're able to just add custom code to the website, because there's a module you can just install on the website that should be able to do a module that you can that exists for the software that our website runs on, that in theory would let us just, if we're able to open an account with Stripe, it would be 10 cents per transaction to take ACH payments. So anyway, I'm continuing to explore this. I might try and get some information from Ben about how much we're paying for our website service through them, just to get a better picture of what the cost benefit of that is.
I have that number if you would like. If you give me a moment, I have it in.
Great. Yeah, that will save me writing an email to Ben. I'll also probably spend some time, try and find some time in the next couple of weeks to come in and get an hour of Liesl's time to walk through the different aspects of the minutes and agenda software and see how tightly coupled that is to the website.
Okay, so when I was away at my training, some of the other clerks were wondering what we had spent. And so Ben was so gracious with his time and kind of went through, because they bill for different things throughout the year at different times. So it's not like a bulk payment. And I believe, and we can double check with Ben, that this also includes the codification, but it was $7,219.84. And so that's the website. I believe that's codification, as well as all of my meeting minutes and packet making, all of those things. That's also Archive Social, which is huge and a really, it's a very useful part of it for us to have.
So that's what I wanted to bring up, if I might. Archive Social was a different company, and then this company bought them out. And then they tried to double the price. And when you were mayor, we looked at, I mean, we don't even have that many postings on our social websites to value that $2.5 or how many ever thousands of dollars it was. So then Ben told them, we're just not going to do it anymore because we don't have that much use. And then they lowered the price. So it still went up a little bit, but it didn't go up, you know, what we thought it was going to go up to.
Yeah.
But people still indicated, because, you know, we were at the point where we're like, okay, we just won't use Facebook. But other departments wanted to continue using it. So, or some did. And so we kept it. because they lowered the price and it was needed. So,
and if I could, sorry, I know I'm not supposed to talk this much, but it is something that the deeper I get into my trainings on what we need to be able to pull up for public records and documentation and controls within our social media, as well as we look into having our videos on YouTube so they can be on our website of our meetings. It is an invaluable, like the $2,000 or $1,000, whatever he negotiated down, that is an amazing price because of all of the controls that we have for if something goes wrong, the ability that we can like cipher things out, block people if we can personalize a lot to what we need. Thankfully, we haven't been put in that situation. We have a pretty chill town where for the most part, people are pretty congenial with each other, at least on our Facebook page. But I think it's something that after going and talking to other clerks, looking at other programs, because I'm always trying to see if there's a better option for us. I really do think that we have one of the best options there, and it is worth every penny as far as just that what if, which it is way less than lawyer fees and all kinds of stuff for public records and all those things. So I really appreciate that you guys pay and support the whole Civics Plus umbrella and everything that they have underneath it.
Does this include all of the emails, 40,000 emails that we have to save?
No, mm-hmm. But I've been doing research in that, and I will probably have a proposal for you in the next month or so on a group that does specific to mail email archiving. Mm-hmm. That's another huge aspect of things that we've kind of, I don't want to say ignored, but has not been at the top of our priority list. Like they're all archived. They're somewhere in there. But there are some better options to help kind of get us up to date. That is forthcoming.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah. And for clarification, I'm not trying to propose that we just, you know, out of hand abandon all of this, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around what we're paying and what value we're getting for that and whether there's a better option, specifically when we look at like them wanting to charge, I think like $5,000 or something to get payments set up. And I set up a test website at my house in 40 minutes that did it. I was like, I don't know if that's worth that. So, but I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how specific or customized their system is, and it certainly does have some value. So,
well, one more thing that we haven't done yet that we wanted to do is I know we have our news group that everything goes out to people in news, but that's really archaic. And I've been told by our tech people that those kind of lists are really subject to getting on spam lists that block things from people. So there's a way that we can put it on our website, mm-hmm. I think through that company, and we can still send out news things and people can self-enroll or disenroll. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go in and take their names out and manage it that way too.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be part of it in the future.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely.
They do have that option. I'm finally getting to the point where I'm starting to work on my long projects list. And so that is another one on that list, is to transfer everybody over. And it'll be great because it'll give department heads, like I know Sol sends out a lot of news. He'll still have those capabilities as well as the library. We can have several different email lists, you know, if people wanted to do different things for their locations. Like I know they have volunteers. All of that will be able to go all through our website, again, with people being able to enroll or disenroll. And there's a lot of variations depending on the admin settings that we put on the backside of it. So that will definitely be another positive to that site.
Sounds good. Yeah, as you get closer to looking further at that, I'd love to maybe send me an email with just like the name of the tool. I'd love to look into that a little bit more.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Are we ready to adjourn? Okay. Thanks, everybody. See you next Monday. Adjourn at 6:30.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.